Hart, another Dr. McKenna Cup title in the bag, and heading into a new National League campaign. And on the face of it, the good ship Tyrone in good shape once again for another campaign.
Well, there's no what shape it's in after a few games in the National League, but we're okay. We're happy enough with how things are going so far. Always good to win matches in January, but as people, I don't like saying this always, it's only the McKenna Cup. I don't really believe that anything's only anything, but you know, it is the early part of the season and people aren't as sort of geared up for the intensity that you might find later. So it's really to do with the timing that makes it sort of seen as something other than the other competitions. I think it's a good competition and comes at a good time for us. So we take it seriously every time that we can, and sometimes we do well and sometimes we just don't quite make it, but we always give it our best shot.
I know certainly this year in particular, you experimented quite a lot and got to see quite a lot of players.
Well, that's true. That's what you want to do, if at all possible, in the McKenna Cup, is keep the core or the spine of your team fairly consistent, or at least to have an experienced group of players to hold down those positions and then introduce a number of people around that. And it's only fair to the people coming in that they have some stability while they're then trying for their chance. So it's getting that balancing act between trying to fit that together and trying to win games at the same time. And, you know, we've just managed to do that, and we're happy that we've managed to do that. And now, I suppose, the bigger tests come in the weeks and months ahead, so we hope that we're as ready for that as anybody else is.
Some big decisions to make during the week. You named the league panel, left some players out, and one or two others opted out for the time being, at least.
Yeah, it's never easy to make decisions. It's easy to invite people into a squad, and it's the most difficult thing that a manager has to do is to leave people off the squad, and that happens every year, and sometimes it's done quietly and there's no fuss about it, and some other times then people catch it on as a bit of news, you know, but that happens every year. You know, every time you have a panel for the McKenna Cup, you introduce players, and, you know, you have to let some go, and sometimes it's the players who come in who go again and just aren't quite ready to make it, and on occasion maybe sometimes those players who come in aren't in a position to challenge the places of someone else in the panel, and that happens also. So, you know, that's just the way of life, and I'd say it's the worst job you have to do as a manager, to tell people they're not in the squad. That's the one you look forward least to doing, but sometimes you have to do it.
Yeah. Joe McMahon, I suppose, is one of the big names that has been omitted, but it seems to be reported since that Joe has just taken time out, obviously with studies and an addition to the family coming.
Yeah, well, he's a hectic lifestyle just at the moment because he's doing the PGCE in Korea as well, which involves a lot of travel for him. And I suppose long days and maybe late nights with young children and all. So he has a lot going on with him. And you just have to see if he can manage to get through this particular busy period of his life and see if he's still got the appetite for it after that. And I suppose we'll only know that when by the middle of April or towards the end of April, how his life is panning out in that way, you know.
And Dermot Carlin is something similar position, is it?
Yeah, well, Dermot had an injury anyway. He had an Achilles operation there just right up before Christmas time, so it meant that he wasn't even fit to take part in the kind of cup games or anything else, so he's way behind, I suppose, where the squad fitness levels are at, and because he wasn't able to take part in anything, so he has to work on his own individual fitness as well, and that's another decision to be made further down the line.
Yeah, and the other three, Kyle Coney, obviously, Mark Donnelly and Plunkett O'Kane, Kevin Gallagher, I suppose the door isn't closed on them either, is it?
No, I suppose the door's never closed on anybody. It's just at this point in time, they're not part of the squad. And some of them are carrying injuries and niggles that contributed to their lack of activity, I suppose, this time of year. So that's the mixed bag we have when you're dealing with... We were dealing with 38 players up until that time, you know, so that's just the way it is.
Anyway, before we look ahead to tonight's game and Monaghan in Healy Park, four home games, three away. What's the goal? What's the objective for the league?
Well, I suppose the first objective is to get yourself into a safe place that you're in Division 1 next year again. So it's avoiding relegation, I suppose, is the first target. And if you can do that, generally then you're looking at a fighting chance of getting to the semi-final. So one thing leads to the other. If you can avoid relegation, then you're certainly looking at the top of the table rather than looking behind you. So I suppose it's important, if you can at all, to get off to a good start. It's important to have good results in your home games because it's not that easy to get points travelling in Division 1. And, you know, I suppose I don't look around and see any game that you can say there's a certain 2 points. So maybe sometimes in the past you would have been bold enough to suggest there's one or two teams that maybe you figured you could beat come what may. But you can't say that this time. We just think that at this point in time, there's 8 very competitive teams in Division 1, and I don't see where you'd suggest anywhere they'd get points, you know, that you wouldn't have to work very hard for.
And that brings us to this evening's game. You're playing Monaghan, and I suppose with Dublin or Mayo and Dublin away afterwards, it's a game that you certainly want to pick up something from.
Of course it is. It's an important game. It's the first game of the season, and 2 points look so much better after one game than none. In fact, even 1 point looks better than none, as we've done that before as well. So as long as you get something out of the game, I suppose it gives you that confidence to believe that you're still picking up points. And if you can pick up points anywhere, you need to be picking up at home if at all possible. And I suppose we have to consider as well that Monaghan are up fresh into this division, that they're in the last couple of Ulster finals, and that they're a side that are take some dealing with at the moment. They're full of confidence, and they've sort of a good transition has taken place within their squad, and they have got the experience of players who have been on losing sides quite a bit against Tyrone, but they're also with lots of those players now who have beaten Tyrone in the Championship, so they come to Omagh with a new confidence that they mightn't have had 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, and looking at team selection, strong team named, obviously Colm Cavanagh at midfield, Matty Donnelly at centre-half-back, Ronan O'Neill and Sean Cavanagh in the central positions in the forward line. And a few players missing out, obviously, through injury and one thing or another, but strongest availability at the moment?
That's near enough as strong as it's available to at the moment, yeah. I suppose Petey Hart would have been one man we'd like to have had now, but he suffered concussion in the final there against Cavan last week, so that rules him out of the game, and that's unfortunate because he's a very good player for us. But having said that, you know, we're not too badly off for injury at the moment, thank God, and we have a fairly strong hand to pick from, and we have a strong enough bench if need be. So I'm as happy as can be at this time.
Yeah, Ronan McNamee is one player that probably did impress and put up his hand during the McKenna Cup, didn't he?
He certainly did. I mean, we always recognised there was a good player in him, and that it was unfortunate sometimes. He had a lot of injuries and never got a run of games, and I think it was very unfortunate one day he was sent off in the first 3 or 4 minutes of a match against Dublin for a rather innocuous sort of so-called hand trip. And it cost him a whole game as well at that level. So that's when these things happen, it sets players back. But he's come into the new season with a new energy, and he's performing very well, and I hope it continues, because that's a very important place in the team, and it's nice to have somebody putting up their hand to try and claim it.
And I know all the GA community in Tyrone, indeed further afield, delighted to see Colm McCarron back as well.
Without a doubt, Colm McCarron has been working hard in the winter there, and he always was a very good player for us, and we have a lot of time for him, and so have the players, and I'm delighted that he's back in the fold, and, you know, hopefully it's onwards and upwards for him. He's very dedicated to his sport, and he looks after himself well. He's in peak condition at the minute for a man who hasn't played much football for the last 12, 14 months, so I'm delighted with his form, and delighted that he's back where he is just now.
And I suppose the one real big find of the Dr. McKenna Cup was Paddy McNulty in the middle of the field. Very impressive in all the games.
Yeah, well, Paul McNulty had a good season, and we had him in for trials actually last year before the McKenna Cup, and just didn't quite make it. And then he had a great season at Dungannon, his club, where they won the Intermediate Championship, and he's just developing at the right time for himself. He's maybe only 22 or 3 years of age now, and he sees the opportunity to be part of this squad. He knows himself that there's lots more work to be done, you know, that he has to be, you know, glad that he's done as well as he has, but he'd also be very sure to recognise that there's tougher challenges ahead, and he wants to, you know, be ready for those challenges. So he knows that there's a work in progress with him, and we're very happy with that.
Yeah, but overall, happy enough. I know you had a hectic January, really. I suppose there was more football than training.
Well, that's it. Yeah, we had 5 games now in January, and tonight will be the 6th within the calendar month. So not often you get that, and I suppose even if you had a very successful season, it's probably nearly 1/3 of your games over by the end of January. So that's a strange way sometimes the season works. But you're lucky, you take it as you find it. And the games are good. The players enjoy the games. And I suppose it's good to get match practice as you get ready for the league.
Yeah, and that's the one big advantage you might have over your opponents tonight, Monaghan, as well. Not as many games, not maybe as active, not as a little bit more ring-rusty.
Maybe, but I suppose they're doing their own preparations in their own way. They had their 3 McKenna Cup games, and I'm no doubt they spent the time well since that, and I'm sure they would play challenge matches and be more likely than we would be to do that. So I wouldn't think that game readiness will be a factor. I think it'll just be a matter of, I think they're carrying a few injuries, and they would suggest that themselves. So I'd say that they'll still have a formidable side out, and I think we'd need to be at our best to beat them, and certainly I think we need to be much better than we were in the first half, particularly against Cavan, where they dominated the first half of the McKenna Cup final, and only we had such a good second half, we'd be looking at a very different result in